Well, if you are looking for good quality children clothes for your kids, look no further. Go on over to the Three Cupcake Gang online clothing boutique at www.3cupcakegang.com for the hottest and trending fashions. Remember, that's www.3cupcakegang.com. And also sign up to be on their email list. Now let's get to shopping. What up, what up, what up, what up, what up, what up, what up? Man, it's your boy Johnny Mac coming at y'all once again with that Hurt Feelings Report. Today is Saturday, November 21st. 2020, man. 2020 has been a good year for me, man. Bells and fucking whistles. I'm loving 2020. Time now is 4:13 a.m. Yep, that's right. I'm up. Beautiful city of New Orleans, man. Gotta give a shout out to New Orleans. Beautiful city, man. I love it. It's pretty cool out, you know, 62 degrees, feel good to me, you know? Just like I always say, you know, put on a light jacket and get the stepping. But I made a birthday 2 days ago, November 19th, turned 44. Bump, 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 bump. Basically, and I have to tell everyone thank you for the birthday wishes. It was lovely. Y'all blew my social media up. Thank y'all. I think I sent some of y'all the link to the podcast so y'all can check it out. It was just too many of y'all to give it to everybody. So everybody that got it, hey, be blessed with it. Use it. Yeah. You know, I'm just thankful to see 44 years, man. I sit, you know, and you know me, I'm always a thinker, right? Like, whatever be going on inside my brain be like a NASCAR race just going round and round and round and round and round, fucking 200 miles an hour. So I'm thinking, right? I'm like, damn, 44 years old. And I look at all the accomplishments that I have made at 44. And sometimes I always tell my wife, I'm like, dang, bitch, just think if I would have knew the things I know now back then, how much further I'd be in life. But then I look at it, I'm like, dude, you done lived a good life. And maybe it was good you didn't know the things you knew then, because you might have not turned out into the man you are now. You know what I'm saying? So always, you know, play both sides in my head, man. You know, always got that demon and that angel in my brain, you know, always. And you know, I believe we all should have that, you know, but just make sure you let that positive energy outweigh that negative energy. You know what I'm saying? Fuck, I'm not gonna lie to nobody. Like, some days you know, fuck, I wake up, I be like, man, I just don't feel like being here today. Like, I just could have left in my sleep, you know, for real. But, you know, hey, once the higher being wake me up, I know he woke me up for a purpose. And, you know, whatever that purpose is, I'm just going to figure it out throughout the day. You know what I'm saying? And in my line of work, shit, I may be doing somebody a favor, you know, that day. And sometimes the favor may not seem like a favor, but it's probably going to be something to save your life when, you know, me and you had that encounter. But, man, you know, like, once again, I just got to tell y'all thank you, man, for the birthday, which it was much love, man, you know. And tell you the truth, like, my birthday, like, I don't really celebrate my birthday. You know what I did for my birthday? I went to work, man. But before I went to work, I went and stopped by my little brother dad house, and me and him ran it for shit, probably like about 2 hours. We ran it for like 2 hours, probably longer than that, man. Just getting that wisdom in, listening. You know, he's 70 years old, still kicking, going to work, you know. And he got a trade, you know what I'm saying? So then, you know, some of the other old cats came up, you know, was talking. It's just like, man, being in a mix of that old hard work and knowledge, you know what I'm saying? Like somebody that been on the grind, you know, that's waking up at 70, still going to get it, you know what I'm saying? Not because they have to, because, you know, hey, they want to. They'll have a little pocket change in their pocket. Look, I can go take this little job here. And that's, man, it was just a blessing, you know. Just a blessing, you know. Man, 44, man. And then what also get me, like I'm saying, you know, like my brain like now is called just going around and around and around. It just be tragic when I work these scenes, man, and I see these little kids, 16, 17, shit, under 30, just shot up in the street dead, you know. It just hurts sometimes, you know, and it's like, damn, how come these kids didn't get the memo? Like, how come this young brother here didn't have the memo? You know what I'm saying? Did anybody try to give him the memo? You know, and it's like, damn. Because you look at it, you don't never hear about the cats on Wall Street beefing and knocking each other heads off. You know, it's like, you don't hear about like country music stars beefing. They can't go to this city. Bitch, if you come to Nashville, I'ma fuck you up. Bitch, if you come to Alabama, you know, it's like, motherfucker, the plot put against us is really against us. And by me always telling you motherfuckers, look, get the fuck out the barrel, dog. It ain't that bad outside this bitch. It ain't that bad. You know what I'm saying? You won't fucking see shit so clear. You gonna see shit so different. It's gonna change your life. You know what I'm saying? It's like, damn, you motherfuckers, a lot of y'all ain't gonna get to make it. And we all know we got that one person that we see that we know ain't gonna make it. For me, I still go talk to that person, even though in my gut I feel ain't gonna make it. But one thing about me, I'm a human. I'm just a mere mortal. I ain't shit. But the energy that I'm connected to may look at it and say, man, fuck Johnny, you wrong. This person gonna make it. Just go talk to him. Like my homeboy LeBeau. Anybody know Officer LeBeau? LeBeau is a character. But he'll sit down with me and him will talk for like hours. And he'll hit me with, man, you know, I don't know why the energy always send me to talk to you. You know what I'm saying? And he was like, man, I really don't give a fuck. Me. He, you know, like, he'll be like, the human, this, I don't give a fuck. But the energy is telling me to talk to you. And at first, I didn't used to get it, but I always used to listen to what he was saying. And then when you finally get in tune with the energies, oh man, life is fucking good. Like, I can tell you this. I haven't had a drink. I done slowed down. Because, you know, my connection, what I'm trying to connect to is not the negativity of the world. So, by me connecting to the positive energy of the world, a lot of the negative shit that I used to do, I'm just not attracted to it no more. So, I don't know how to explain this shit, but man, it feels fucking great. It feels good. It feels good. Like one of my lieutenants used to always tell me, you know what, Johnny? I drunk the Kool-Aid and it feels good. I'm like, I'm connected to the positive energy and it feels fucking amazing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I used to spend so much time on Facebook, like, debating people or trying to get them to understand my point of view. But then I realized, man, just say what the fuck you gotta say and walk away. It's that simple. I'm not about to go back and forth with nobody over our opinions. You know, because it's your opinion. It's your opinion. It's not your facts. It's your opinion. You know what I'm saying? Because usually a fact is you was there. You seen it. You heard it. You was there to hear it. You know what I'm saying? Because 50 people could be in a room and somebody could say red. By the time it gets to you, the word would be fucking silver foxes don't die. And the only thing motherfucker said was red. But by the time I get to you, it's something different. So that means you didn't hear it from the actual source. You heard it from somebody who's going to say a credible, reliable source. Man, get the fuck out of here. That's why, you know, that's why I don't pay attention to the media. I listen to like a couple of the opinionated people and listen to their opinion of what they done interpret. But man, you got to keep life moving, man. You got to keep life moving. And I'm telling you, you know, I like back in the day, man, I used to, like I said, social media, Instagram, see all these chicks shaking their ass, smoking weed in the club, drinking. It's like, at one time, that was, man, look at that ass on her. Look at that. Oh, man. That's, but now, man, and I can tell you something that you don't hardly ever see. Motherfucker posting his credit score. Now, that's sexy to me. Put on your nice dress, post your credit score. That's what you do. That's what you do. Because one thing I done learned in life, what you project in the world is what you're going to attract in the world. It's just that fucking simple. If you putting out negative shit, that's what you're going to get back at you. That's what you're going to get back at you. No ifs, buts, ands about it. That's what you're going to get back. And once you start putting positive shit out in the world, you're going to see all the negative people going to still come at you. But they're not going to be able to touch you. Like I say, that's just me, man. I could just give y'all a little bit of the game, man. I have the memos. You know what I'm saying? And I give them. You know what I'm saying? This shit ain't no fucking nothing I want to keep. I want everybody to eat good. Fuck, I just went and had me a steak for my birthday. You know what I'm saying? Fuck, if I can get it, you can get it. But you gonna have to fucking open your eyes to the fucking fuckery that's going on around you. Then once you do that, you gonna be like, oh man, this is the life. This is the life. Damn, I'm getting this, I'm doing this, I'm moving this way. I'm telling you, man, it's just on y'all if y'all want it or not. Fuck, you gotta go get it. Cause I can tell you one thing, motherfucker ain't gonna give it to you. And then if they do give it to you, they ain't gonna give you the 100% of it. They'll give you the fucking watered down version of it. And that's what done happened to a lot of us. We done got the watered down version so much till we thinking that that's the 100%. Fuck no, it ain't. It ain't the fucking 100%. And they done trapped so many of our minds. You know what I'm saying? Once you free your mind, the rest of your body gonna follow, man. And there's some people who get the 30% purity. Tell the fucking ones getting a 10%. Oh, this is this. No, motherfucker. It ain't. You just got the 30% and you thinking that's it. Fuck. You gotta step it up too. Because one thing about me, I'm not gonna lead my people to slaughter. You know what I'm saying? I will go get slaughter first before I lead them to slaughter. That's the type of motherfucker I am. Before I tell you to do something that's gonna affect your life forever, fuck, I'd rather go do it. I'd rather do it. And that's the type of, you can ask anybody that know me, fuck, I'm not gonna lead you to slaughter. But they got some people that will lead you to fucking slaughter, and you will follow them like a fucking school of fish in a fucking ocean just about to get fucking ate up by all the fucking sharks. But one motherfucker, the Nemo motherfucker, said, hey, look, go this way, dog. But y'all motherfuckers just won't go that way. Hey, I'm just giving you the game. Listen if you want to listen. Hey, you don't, you don't. But if you know better, you're going to do better. And I'm not going to hold y'all up on this one. You know, just, you know, had to really come tell everybody thank you for the birthday wishes. Man, you know, just try to love your neighbors the best you can, man. You know, a good morning, good evening, good night. How you doing? Hey, bye. That's it. Try to love your brother, your sister, the best you can, man. Sometimes you gotta love a person from a distance. I get that. But don't hate them from a distance. Love them from a distance. Y'all be good. Y'all be blessed. Man, thank y'all. And I also gotta thank all my followers that come listen to this podcast, man. You know, hey, you can drop your questions or whatever you want to answer. You want a shout out, whatever. Man, get at me. I got you. Love y'all. Y'all be good. I'm gonna tell you.